Male Models is hot and ready.
Welcome back to the Male Models Podcast. My name is Josh Peck, and I am a host on this podcast.
I am a co-host. My name is Joe Peck. I am his long-lost brother, which he fails to admit. And today we have a guest, one of our best friends.
The Third Musketeer.
Nick Antonian.
I'm super professional on podcast. How's it going, fellas?
The third to our threesome. Have we never done this with your name for the last 6 years we've known you? Nick Antonian.
That's good. That is good.
Coming from
an ex-Nickelodeon star, that's pretty sick.
That's like a 10 million view TikTok right there.
Yeah, it is.
Nick, what's your backstory? Like, how the fuck did we all get to know each other? Let's do a quick origin story for like the three people under a rock who doesn't know the three of us. What did the month look like? The month before you met David Dobrik.
Okay.
What was your day-to-day life looking like?
Auditioning to be a failed actor, which I am now, and postmating.
Auditioning to fail. I was just trying out to fail.
Yeah. You know when they're like, there's always no's till you get that one yeah? Some people don't get that yeah.
Turns out.
Josh, after 2008, never got the yeah again.
My boy's a movie star now.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, okay, I'm kidding.
Why are you giving me like flashback trauma of like 4 years ago when I had to take jokes like that? No, I'm not. I'm saying it like because I'm fascinated to know you were living the life of a civilian.
I didn't even know you did Postmates.
Okay. Really?
No. I knew Susie did Uber Eats. I didn't know you did Postmates.
No, Postmates was nice.
Did you get good tips?
No, I was like, people give pretty crappy tips. Tip your fucking drivers, man.
And then how much do you get paid from the company?
Not a lot.
At the time, what was it?
But dude, I was maybe making like, I was always sidetracked with shit, so I was maybe making like $80 a day.
What, and to make $80 a day, how many hours did you have to work?
Like 4, 5.
And what's the number one, what was the most common restaurant?
There is none. Maybe like some, like Hollywood on Vine.
It's a town. That's a city.
Like Vine area is kind of like a hot spot. I don't know, dude.
That's not my question. What's like Chipotle? Like what would be the most popular common restaurant? There had to be one.
Okay, one restaurant that I picked up from, it was not like a fast food restaurant. It was this Mediterranean place on not on Melrose. On Franklin, I think.
Why did you pick that area?
I just wanted to be in Hollywood because I was making like prank videos. Not prank videos, but like, yeah, like prank videos and shit.
At the same time, you were filming your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You and Christian were doing Road to Comedy, which is a comedy sketch series you did.
Yeah, yeah. We started that like 6 years ago. Yeah, trying to get a show picked up, which never got picked up. But
and then David found you. You guys started filming together.
Where did he find you?
I was trying to get into like Instagram videos and shit, and a buddy of mine's like, hey, my buddy David has some lights that we can borrow. And I'm like, okay, great. I don't know who the fuck David is. Let's go get some lights. I go upstairs, and then there's like these dudes sitting on the couch just hanging out, and I'm like, yo, and I'm dressed up as a character, like a gangster. So I started improvising and messing around. I'm like, yo, dude, I'm a gang member. Like, I just killed some people. I'm like, trying. Like, just fucking around, you know, like, literally acting hard.
Totally acceptable, and politically correct improv.
He's like, he goes, you remind me of Jonah Hill. And I'm like, what do you want me to do like Jonah Hill? I'm like, you want me to jerk off like Jonah Hill? And then it was just, like, stupid shit. And then, like, he filmed it. And then cut to 2 days later, I'm doing Postmates. I'm picking up food from Chipotle, actually, on Vine.
Told you.
And yeah, I know Chipotle always has to come up.
I literally had to answer the question for myself. Yeah. You are incapable of answering things.
I know. These two girls see me.
What's the most common restaurant? I don't know, man. Santa Monica. You answered with a location.
I know I did, but like, there's never. It was very balanced.
It's okay. Go on.
So, I'm like, I'm fucking done, man.
You sound like you work for Postmates Corporate. Yeah, you know, we don't show like favoritism to any restaurant.
I don't want
to
talk bad. I'm like, you know, it's very equal with the restaurant distribution and the food and who gets the orders and whatnot.
Tender Greens gets as much as Mendocino
Tender
Farms.
Tender Greens used to get a lot of orders, bro.
I ate from Tender Greens all the time.
Really?
Let's focus. Two girls recognize you from the video?
Two girls recognize me from the video, and I've never seen this fucking video. I'm like, what the fuck video are you talking about?
Oh, you didn't even know the video went up.
I didn't even know the video went up. They look at me. They're like, oh my God, you're the Jonah Hill guy. I'm like, what? I'm like, she's like, yeah, the funny thing you did. I'm like, where did you see the video? She's like, on this guy's, on David Dobrik's vlogs. I'm like, who? I like type the name in and I look at the video. It's got like 4 million views and I'm like, the fuck? Who the fuck is this guy? And then I remember I got in my car and I'm at the fucking In-N-Out drive thru, obviously, in like my fucking like Toyota Solara.
Which is a minivan.
No, it's not.
That wasn't the minivan.
It's a sedan. It's a coupe.
Oh, sorry.
My dad.
I stand corrected. Get your shit straight.
This car my dad gave to me. He bought for like $900 just to like Postmates around and get around and shit. I'm like, God, I really need something good to happen. Like I've been doing comedy for fucking ever. Like, just give me some shit, you know? Like, give me like some sort of opportunity or something, you know? Like, please make something happen. Fast forward a day later. Dave calls me. He's like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, not much, just hanging out. He's like, can you come shoot real quick? I'm like, I'll be there in 2 minutes. I was already in like the Hollywood area. Went there, filmed real quick. And then I remember Jason first tagged me in a story when we were in the apartment complex. And I had like, and I was really trying to grind on Instagram. And Jason's followers had seen me in like Dave's videos and stuff. So I open up my phone and it's got like, literally like the next day it had like 11,000 followers or something.
How many followers? Did you
have the... I had like...
We are the best.
We're great. We are a tag team for sure.
Wow. I had like 900, something like that, like 850, 900.
Okay, so do the math. So you grew by...
Like over 10,000.
Nice, good job.
So I looked at the Instagram, I started tripping balls, I'm like... Dude, I'm like, this is really intense. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Whatever. And then, yeah, dude, ever since then, like, we just started filming stuff. And then met Josh Peck. He was the one that really spiced up the career. And
you were pumped to meet Josh.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was pumped to meet, I was always pumped to be around everyone. Still am, but I thought it was really interesting.
When you got Josh's number, were you like, accomplished?
You want to hear a story?
Please.
Okay. This is fucking stupid. This is so stupid. Okay, this is a story. I don't want to say it on the...
You're not making eye contact with Josh during
this. I'm not gonna.
You're gonna say it on
I
the...
I want to say this on the Male Models podcast. Fuck it.
Wait, before we lose track, do you ever take any food out of someone's Postmates order? I got it now.
No, but I would never have. I don't like stealing. But what happened was someone's had... Like, they have canceled the order, and I'm like...
And you already have it?
Like, I look at it and like fucking like a love song turns on, but no, I would never fucking.
Wait, so someone canceled?
That's fucked up. Like, why would I? If someone did that to me, I'd be really
totally. Off. So someone cancels it. You know, you're getting paid for the order, right? Like Uber Eats that or yeah. Postmates Eats that.
It's a free meal, ultimately.
You gotta look. I mean, who would throw that
you
away?
You wait like 30 minutes, and you're like,
why do you wait 30 minutes?
I'll poke at the grilled chicken a little bit
because they could reorder. Like,
I don't know, like, just to be nice, like, you wait a little bit, not 30, like, just wait a second, you know?
It's like a grace period.
Yeah, you, like, wait a second.
You bro. Owe like, it to the food.
It's like, yeah, I know you want it, but just give it a sec.
Right, because you're about to adopt the food with your mouth.
You gotta
wreck the food.
Like, you have a talk with the food, like, I know you thought you were going to one home, yeah. But there's a new home for you.
Yeah. So you're up to later, like, it's just literally, yeah, it's.
Would you resent people's
orders?
Do you
guys have a sexual relationship with food?
Sexual? No. No. I've never made love with food before.
Okay, we'll move on.
Yeah, let's move on, maybe.
Let's move on. that was a weird question, wasn't it?
So let's get back to you and your first interaction with me and a story that I think I know, but I'd love to hear.
No, I can't do that one.
Why? You already started?
No, I can't do that one.
What were you about to do?
That one I can't do.
You said on the Male Models podcast, what were you about to do?
I was going
to
say another one.
Going off of Joe's natural segue, which was, were you excited to meet me or become friends?
I will not do that one.
I was so pumped to get his number. We're open about it here.
No, this isn't even that. It's really, really bad.
It's not that bad.
I did it when I was 17 years old.
Keep going.
You wrote him a letter?
No. Oh, this is bad. I can't do it.
He stalked me in my apartment building.
Shut up.
No, I didn't.
Be careful just hitting the table.
Sorry.
You stopped him in his apartment building?
No, I didn't.
What were you doing there?
Stalked.
Oh, he's.
No, I didn't.
You
I
found
didn't,
out where
I
he lived?
I didn't.
Yeah, dude. He's schizophrenic.
When you were 17.
Okay, shut up. I'll tell you what happened.
That was 8 years ago?
Oh, please stop.
Okay, what happened?
I can't do this one. It's really bad, bro.
Can we just cut to 5 minutes from now when you start telling
me? I'm ashamed. I was still in high school.
That's okay. We all do dumb stuff.
So Josh was a personal hero of yours.
Once my friend Philip ate 38 cough drops that had a cough suppressant in it, hallucinated, and threw up all over a girl's hair in ninth grade. And because they were red cough drops, people thought he was throwing up blood. But he was really just tripping off the cough drops.
This one's really 38. Bad, man.
Come on.
It's funny. It happened up the street. All right. I'll tell you.
You stalked me in my childhood home.
Yeah, but it sounds a little worse than it was. Okay. I've been trying to do this thing for a really, really long time.
Paparazzi?
That's another story.
Did you ever do paparazzi?
Kim Kardashian.
You know how old I was? I was 14 there.
Yeah, no.
Wait, you were oh my God, so many good stories. You paparazzi the Kardashians?
I was really desperate for a career.
Your own people? God.
It's low, brother.
I mean, come on.
All right, I'll tell it.
Well, which one?
I'm crying. I'm ashamed of myself.
Why?
I don't know, I'm just a little ashamed.
Allow me to be the voice of the listener right now and say, let's hear it.
Okay, fine. It's like 2012, 13, something like that. I had written a show, like a comedy, Adult Swim type of show, comedy skits or whatever. Kind of like Key and Peele in a way, but a little bit more edgy. And my buddy.
He's like, you know, like an elevated Key and Peele?
Yeah. Better? No, I'm just kidding. No, Key and Peele, they're fucking genius. I would never be able to beat them, ever. Not beat them, but like, you know, they're just fucking genius. I look up to them a lot.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
All right. I had written a show, and Josh used to live right here on Vineland at this apartment building. And my buddy used to live there as well. And one time he goes like, dude, he's like, we got to get some actors for the show so they can get picked up. We had waited by his car. Yeah, I know, man. Whatever, dude. I was always hustling. We had waited by his black BMW.
7 Series.
7 Series. And
sports package.
He came, he drove, he got out of his car. And he walked over to the elevator, and it was a perfect elevator pitch. And we're like, I'm like, hey, Josh. I'm like, I'm like, I'm doing a TV show, and I'd love to like have you part of it. You know, we have like some like funding and shit, and like, God, I'm gonna throw up. I'm like, and I'd love to get you a part of, like, I'd love to have you play one of the skit, you know, do one of the skits. He looked over at me. He's like, thank you. He's like, but you can talk to my agent. He's like, I don't really negotiate deals and stuff. And the elevator door is closed. And I'm like, we're not going to get him. And then fast forward, I like held this story in for like a really long time. But I started to get like desensitized. Not desensitized. Sorry, it's not the right word. But like.
Desperate?
No, you start hanging out with people around you and. It just becomes normal. Like, in the beginning, obviously, it wasn't because, you know, we, like, everyone kind of in our age group has watched what Josh was a part of. So, eventually, eventually you get used to shit. But, like, in the beginning, yeah, it was, like, a little, like, odd. And, like, I had that story in the back of my brain. And I'm like, dude, this story can never come out. I'm like, and if it ever does... He'll probably block me or something.
imagine had I been like, I'm in. and then I like become really invested in the project. And then you realize that my name has no power in show business. And you're like, how do we get Josh Peck off this project? Like, oh my God, this was funny. A mistake.
Do you remember that?
Not at all. Not even a second of it.
Damn. That sucks. I remember that really well.
That apartment complex where I lived, you have to understand, I moved there when I was 13 years old, 14. And it was basically a place where, I talk about it in my book, Happy People Are Annoying. It was the kind of place where you moved if you were trying to make it in show business, were recently divorced, or a drug dealer. Like, it was in a part of the valley that was like the rent for a two-bedroom at this time was like $1,900 a month, so it wasn't that expensive. There were all these amenities, but like, it was this transient, weird sort of clientele of people that lived there. But I was coming from an apartment in New York that was $3,500 a month for 500 square feet in a walk-up. So like, this was pool, racquetball court, security guard, gym. I thought we were like living in like the height of excess. And so there were constantly people doing elevator pitches, like who were like trying not to have to move back to their hometown, and they just needed to get something to connect before they did.
Right.
Or there was a murder in the building. Like a guy straight up killed someone in an elevator. Like, I remember I went outside. It was like six different buildings. I lived in building four. And my friend John was like, did you hear? There was a murder in the elevator of building one. They're doing a press conference at the community center.
Oh, like, my God.
Yeah, dude.
But that's crazy.
Should we do some? Should we include Jonah in some topical news stories from Tammy Topics?
I would actually love to hear his input. So yes,
who's okay. Tammy Topics.
You don't know? Do you know?
He doesn't know Tammy Topics.
Who's the other one?
Tatiana Topics.
Conversation.
Kalila. Hey, an Arby's manager was caught urinating in the milkshake mix.
Oh,
oh my God.
An Arby's manager allegedly urinated in the milkshake mix.
I had Arby's 4 days ago.
You are tugging on his heartstrings.
I had the brisket aged cheddar.
How is that?
How often?
It's good. It's okay. I don't know, man. Arby's isn't like the best.
How often do you visit a fast food?
Arby's, I go like once every like 6 years.
Arby's is rare.
Very.
I like going to like more mom and pop's places if I'm eating.
Same, but Arby's is extremely rare. Like I'll be driving by, you see like the big orange or like red
A,
yeah,
whatever it is, and you're like, all right, I'll have a brisket double aged cheddar roast beef sandwich.
Can we say that again?
Brisket aged double cheddar roast beef sandwich.
I feel like that's gonna become like Kygo's gonna say a full those words for his next big song, like aged brisket cheddar sandwich, aged brisket cheddar sandwich.
That's funny.
You went to the one in Hollywood?
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it Arby's is a rare, like a Sonic, like a Rally's, like a Church's Chicken. Like
these. Church's is fire.
Church's is fire.
They're
but
the best.
Rally's, dude, I haven't had Rally's in 11 years.
I've never done that.
There's one in on the way to Inglewood.
There's one right here in Glendale.
Rally's?
Rally's.
I don't even know what the logo looks like.
Sorry, it closed down for a Starbucks.
Damn it.
Rally's, it's, of course, Jonah likes it because it's like race car themed. Right? Is rally. It? Yeah, a rally. Isn't that like a car sort of term?
Well, rally racing? Yeah.
Yeah, rally racing
is definitely.
And it's got a checkered flag, the whole thing.
Dude. I've been there like so long ago.
I remember I dated a girl from Idaho who turned me on to Arby's, and she was like, yo, trust, this is real. And the moment I ate it, I was like, I feel like someone from Idaho would love this. But it was good.
I don't know, man. Roast beef isn't like my favorite type of sandwich. Does that make sense?
Well, if you say more, it might.
Like, I don't. Roast beef doesn't fully satisfy me.
Okay.
Like, so the flavors are bland.
Roast beef seems like too all American for me. Like, the kind of people that eat roast beef are like white guys with short haircuts who drink whole milk, right. Who like
have like a surfboard on their like, you know what I mean? No.
A surfboard.
Surfboard.
No.
Or no. Longboard.
No. This is a guy.
Ice skates. Ice, rollerblades?
Skis?
Okay.
Can I guess your favorite fast food burger? 1, 2, 3, Carl's Jr.
No.
It's not Carl's?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's not Carl's.
It is Carl's Jr.
I'll fucking...
It's a Whopper.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Burger King?
It's double Whopper, no cheese, brother.
Double Whopper, no cheese. Why no cheese?
I just started doing no cheese on my hamburgers, and it's way better.
Really? More meat?
Cheese overpowers
more
it.
Meat.
Dude, of course, like, our fucking big asses goes and talks about fucking food on the podcast.
That's the only time I see Josh get really excited.
What do you guys get from Subway?
Funny you should ask. Okay, I'll start. So I will either get a veggie delight. Hear me out. I know.
Okay, shut up.
Yeah, I'm not,
I don't
buy
it. No, it can be really veggie refreshing.
New topic.
Or I'll get a Southwest chicken sandwich.
Oh, that one's the best.
Yeah. I've never had that before.
Oh, it's so good.
It's too okay. And let me tell you what I'm putting down. Shredded lettuce, gotta do it. Right. Pickles.
Yep.
Banana peppers, of course, in Italian, pepperoncinis. Jalapenos, yup. Southwest sauce, plenty. The two chicken breasts,
Wait, how many chicken breasts do you get on your sandwich?
If you get a foot long, it comes with two chicken breasts.
Isn't it the shredded? You get like the little...
No, it's not shredded. Usually it's a chicken breast. They can shred it if you request.
I used to work at Subway. 2 months.
You guys want to hear a fun fact?
Please.
You can get... double chicken breast in your sandwiches. So it's 4 in total. I just found that out.
I mean, I think if you are willing to pay extra for most things, they'll double it up.
It's $2.80. It's not that bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Not like at all.
I think it's $2.80.
For double protein? Come on.
What do you think of Quiznos?
I have not had Quiznos in a long time. What do you think of Togo's?
Another rare one. I think we're losing people, guys.
No, Quiznos is number one in my heart.
Quiznos is...
Wait, what? Great.
Yeah, dude, their bread, when they put it through the toaster...
Really yummy.
It's
really
insane.
Yummy. Really yummy.
Teriyaki chicken? Woo!
Oh, I do love teriyaki chicken.
It's the best.
They have more advanced flavors. You know, I will say, like, what do you... Like, if you are pissing in the milkshake machine... At, like, I wonder if that's why the McDonald's milkshake machine is always down. It's just because disgruntled employees every other day are pissing.
Oh, I found out some tea on that.
That pissed me right off.
Why the McFlurry is always broken, the machine?
Why?
Because they have, like, one type of... Did you watch the YouTube video?
In. Yep. So it's like a company that has a contract with McDonald's, and they're the only ones that can service these fucking machines.
Because it's their own software that is done by the machine.
So they can't like outsource to like any other company.
It's genius.
Yep. So they have a monopoly on all of them.
It's really smart. That's why like Microsoft will give you the Outlook package for your like, they'll give you software for free, but they'll basically license it to you. So like, they'll be like, we'll come in, we'll install it. You'll be like an Outlook based, you know, web of services in your company, but then you basically can't use anything else but their software.
Mm.
Yeah, they make you like indentured servants.
Jonah has his own restaurant, Jonah's Kebab. When you decided on the soda from there, was Coke or Pepsi a big debate for you?
No, it wasn't actually. Coke just told us that we can get a free cooler. Yeah, it was nothing like special. It wasn't like some executive board decision.
No, there wasn't a family meeting.
Like Coke's like, yo, we'll give you a free 4 feet cooler.
And you were like, sold.
Coke's like, literally done. Like, no, we'll give you a free. They're like, we'll take it. And they're like, we didn't say what yet.
Yeah, we'll take whatever it is.
Here's Tammy Topics coming in. Megan Fox praises. Oh, wait.
Let's Tammy Topics.
It's like something weird.
Oh, this is a good one.
Whoa, okay. Whoa, Megan Fox cut out the slit in her so she and MGK could hook up.
Is that your story?
That's what I know of. I am juicy.
What do you mean slit?
She cut a hole in her very expensive dress near her hoo-ha so that her and MGK could have sex.
She messaged her stylist, but she posted this.
That's hot.
Right, so that in my...
What, Jonah?
Sorry, I just thought that was very nice of her.
Okay.
Like, she put a hole where... That's nice of her.
She wrote her stylist. Very nice. And she posted this, so it's
public
discourse, that she asked her stylist, hey, was that dress expensive? I just cut a hole in the crotch so that Mr. Machine Gun and I could...
Mr. Gun Kelly.
Could do sex.
Dude, I'm baffled. That's like... She's the one.
Megan's living her life now, man.
She's the one, brother.
I think it would have been more fascinating and more relatable had she been like, was that dress expensive? I just had to put a hole in it. I had diarrhea. You know, like...
No. It's Megan Fox. Megan Fox does not have diarrhea. She probably eats like
Megan Fox
raw broccoli for breakfast and like fucking 4 almonds and like...
Megan Fox has never had a bad oyster.
No.
Megan Fox has never had day-old Panda Express.
No. It's Megan Fox. It's not fucking Josh Peck or Joe Volpis. Or we are not the same as her, guys. We're regular guys. That's fucking Megan Fox. Maybe Josh is like a little different than us. But that's Megan fucking Fox. You know what I mean? She's like an international superstar.
I listened to MGK talk about her.
I doubt she like has diarrhea. I don't know.
I don't think she does either.
Yeah, there's no way.
I don't think when you attain a certain level of success that they start handing out anti-diarrheals.
I know, but it's... Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like Megan fucking Fox.
She's in the bathroom for like 5 seconds and she's out.
That's
and when,
it.
And when you go in, it
she
smells like...
She doesn't wipe her butt.
She doesn't have to.
Yeah, it's super like... It's not like...
It's like rabbit turds.
It's not like what we do. You know? We're like, we go in. It's like it gets sometimes that like when we eat a little bad, it gets a little slimy.
Okay. What were you going to say, Joe?
Does it not?
MGK said that she doesn't do social media. She goes on trips to Europe and she doesn't bring her phone. She's just completely off the grid.
OMG, same. I wouldn't even go on a hike for an hour without my phone. I really need to get
it's
off
a
my phone.
To Josh. All right, we're having the new wok fried shrimp Panda Express.
So here it's
really good, really good. By the way, really good offering. Panda Express in general tends not to miss.
I do like Panda Express a lot.
You do good IG stories. Where's your favorite place to go story? Is it a supermarket, a gas station, a wok?
I like a place with a funny store with funny items. I can really play off funny items.
So like a foreign supermarket?
That doesn't hurt.
That's your favorite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's this other story that you guys have?
Yeah, you said you have another
nothing
story.
Nothing crazy.
Like, actually nothing crazy, or?
No, it was nothing.
Or do we want the Kardashian paparazzi story?
Whoa! Should he save it for the...
Okay, maybe
next time he's on?
Yeah, and then we can finish this conversation for the next episode of Male Models!